photos and your measurements. And just to answer any questions, as things are coming to a close, our 30-day challenge is coming up to an end, sadly. But we will be having a new one coming up, and registration will be starting in April 15th. So we'll go over the details about that. And we have a few of our challengers that are going to share their experience so far. So that's what we're going to be covering today. What I wanted to talk about was your photos. Carol has very lovingly updated our website, and you can go into the website and upload your photos from the website. So you don't have to just send specifically by email to myself. You can upload your photos and your testimonial on the website. Same way you would do it for the Eyes of Body Challenge. The information will come to me, and I will forward it on to Kellyanne. Now, what you can do, if you have auxiliary information, like you've been keeping extra records or a journal, anything like that, that you want to send in as supplemental information, then by all means, let me know if you have it, and I will give you Kellyanne's mailing address, and you can mail it directly to Kellyanne. And if it's something that you want back, then we can arrange that. But you can send anything extra to her. But just let me know, and I'll send you a private message with her mailing address. And so what we're going to do is we're going to – everyone should be completed the challenge by April the 14th, should be the last day. And then we're going to take submissions from April the 14th to April the 18th. The deadline to get everything uploaded and completed, your photos and your testimonial, will be Friday, April the 18th at midnight. The information will be then forwarded on to Kellyanne, and Kellyanne will have the following week until our wrap-up party on the 26th to go through all the information and go through everybody's story and everybody's photos. And she's pretty excited about doing that. So again, the 14th will be the last day that some, like there's a couple people that are in the challenge later, so their last day will be the 14th. So everyone should be finished their 30-day by the 14th. If you're finished sooner, by all means, upload your photos, upload your story. You don't have to wait until that day. You can do it whenever your 30 days is finished. And then if it has to be finished by the 18th of April, by midnight. And then that information will get forwarded off to Kellyanne. And then she will announce the winners on the 26th on our party, which I think we're going to create an Eventbrite website, Facebook page, and that we can do invitations for our wrap-up party then. Also, I wanted to ask permission or just talk about it, and we can talk about it more in private after the call, about using testimonials. Like little quotes that we've received on our Facebook group. I think what we'd like to do is Madoran's going to videotape some testimonials, some people giving testimonials at our wrap-up party on April the 26th. And we're going to put together a video log story of our challenge. And we want to use all our challengers, obviously, their before and after pictures, if we have permission, and a brief testimonial, not anything that's nothing too long, just maybe a couple sentences here and there that's used from our Facebook page or that was used in their story. But I would ask permission and like share with you exactly what that couple sentences were that we would like to use and get your permission first. But what we'd like to do is put something together, our own information about our own challenge that you can share with your friends and family. And there's something to be said when you have your own photo in it and you know these people, you know their stories. You've kind of been on this journey with them for the past 30 days, and it's just a nice keepsake. You can share it with friends and family, and we're kind of excited about doing that for everybody. Does anybody have any questions about submissions or photos or deadlines, anything like that?
Hi, it's Arlene. I do have actually a question.
Fire away, Arlene.
Hi, about the testimonial. I know I've mentioned this before. I'm kind of a private person, but if you submit a testimonial, are we authorizing then for that to be used, published, made public, or anything like that, or do we have
no, not it will remain private. Anything that you submit, your written testimonial to Kellyanne, is 100% confidential.
I agree.
It's going to be confidential, but if there's anything that that we wanted to use, like if there was something from the Facebook page or if there was something that Kellyanne, you know, like a quote or something, we would just ask permission before we would ever use it anywhere. And you can say no, of course, like it's totally, we just want to respect your privacy. And it would be your call at the very end. And it's just, you know, I've just noticed so many incredibly positive posts on our Facebook group that I think it's like I just wish everyone could see how wonderful this group has been and how everyone's supporting everyone. And it truly is inspiring for other people to go through that and think, wow, like, you're not alone. You're going through it with other people. And there's been so many great stories. And there's a few quotes here and there that I just think are fantastic. And all it is just, oh my gosh, this is so great, or you know, things like that. That we can put it. We just wanted to put it together in a story for you, but definitely.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Hi, Anne. It's Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Leanne's
done her 30 days.
I'm done, and now I'm folding laundry. when we do our little testimonial, I know the Isobody Challenge is 500 words.
Yes.
What is ours? Is it 500 words as well? I couldn't remember.
It can be, honestly, Leanne, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I know the Isobody Challenge says 500 words so that they can go through all their submissions so quickly, right? But, it, you know, when I first wrote mine, it was 3,000 words, and I needed to narrow it down and shorten it down, but it doesn't not take long to write 500 words.
Yes.
And it can be whatever you want it to be. There's no penalty or anything for anything too long or anything too short. It is whatever you want it to be.
Okay, perfect. I just thought I'd double check on that because I hadn't seen anything anywhere. So I just thought, okay, how long can I ramble on for here?
I actually sent mine off to a girlfriend to edit for me because it was just so long and so personal that I didn't know what I could cut out. And so she did do some editing for me. We finally whittled it down to 1,500 words. So I submitted 1,500 words to the Isobody Challenge when they asked for 500.
Okay, well, good to know then.
I am defiant. No, I'm a rule breaker. No, and I did ask around and make some phone calls to see if that was going to be, like, if they're going to look at how many words it was and kind of toss it off to the side and not pay attention to it, but... I don't know who all on the call is in the Isobody Challenge, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk about getting some monthly get-togethers for the people that are in the Isogenics Isobody Challenge and just go through some things, getting everyone together, getting everyone accountable, everyone supporting everybody. But there's some great information out there that I'd love to share for people about how to make your submission stand out. Because they receive so many, and this is a little inside trick for you people on the call tonight, they receive so many that you want your submission to be different. And same goes for ours. Like, you know, it's not about the number on the scale. It's not about who lost the most weight. Make it stand out. So, for example, I had my story, and by all means, don't do like this for this R challenge, but for the Eyes and Body Challenge, I had my story bound at Digital Post. And it was $13. It was so inexpensive, and they just kind of found it together. And I included photos in my story, like it was like a storybook. So that's how I wrote it. I also did an Excel spreadsheet on all my measurements. I submitted a hard copy photo book that I had Shutterfly create. I made my presentation, and I did my online submissions, but I made my submission, my extra supplemental information, stand out amongst the thousands and thousands and thousands that they get of everybody else's. You got to think of how many stories they get. And making your photos stand out. So when you get your final photos, it doesn't have to be in the exact same clothes, in the exact same pose. It can be whatever you're feeling comfortable in. It can be in a confident pose. It put a smile on your face. really catch their attention. And my photos, I submitted auxiliary photos that I had a professional photographer take. It's extremely inexpensive. It was like $160 for the whole 2-hour photo shoot. And I submitted everything, all these photos. And I thought I made it a good impression by setting it aside. But just to show you how somebody can go that extra mile, Kellyanne Zander actually flew hers down there, walked into the office, introduced herself, shook their hand, and handed it off. So she took it that one step further, which is exactly what you need to do. You need to set yourself apart from everybody else and make your story stand out. There's tips in there, too, that you can take and apply to this challenge. If you're submitting extras, just make it stand out. Make Kellyanne's kind of eyes go, ooh, look at this one. Ooh, that's pretty. That's the trick. And a lot of people I've seen that submit before and after photos for the Eyes of Body Challenge, a few people send me things, like I proofread stories and I look at photos and, you know, trying to help other people that are in the challenge. And that's the best advice I can give is, you know, make your after photos pretty phenomenal. Kellyanne's after photo, totally my butt in the after photo. I was very by the book with forward pose, side pose, back pose. So I stood front facing forward, arms at the side. Oh, she stood, posed, flexed. She had some great photos, you know, doing push-ups and, you know, she had two hands doing a push-up, but their hands were on the canisters of the Isolene Pro bottles. Like, just very different things. And, you know, it really stood out. Her pictures were phenomenal. And she wasn't all done up in makeup and all done up in the spray tan. She had someone do her to make her look more casual and more simple and not like a glam shot, which I thought was great. Anyway, those are just some tips about some photos. Some of the ones that I received that I did comment on were the ones that were the exact same clothes, the exact same pose, but smaller. So in the 30 days, or, you know, in our case, 16 weeks, when we did the Eyes of Body Challenge, they looked the same, but they had a smile on their face, and they were smaller. So I'm like, change it up. Maybe do a different background and you know, put some different clothes on. Smile and, you know, pump your bicep or whatever you want to do. That's just a little bit of tips. I want to introduce some of our speakers tonight that are going to share their stories. I'm going to start off with Katrina. Katrina was our nanny when my kids were small. She used to live next door, and we've reconnected, and she's been in our challenge, and she's doing such a fantastic job. I'm sure you've seen some of her posts. She's come such a long way from that when we first started talking, and she shared some of the information with me with her why, and she's got a very powerful why, and she's transforming right before my eyes. She's like this little, you know, moth turning into this beautiful butterfly, and that's coming out of her cocoon. And I just wanted Katrina to add a few moments just to share your experience so far in this very short amount of time.
Sure. Well, hi, team, and thank you for the lovely introduction, Angie. Oh, my. I shared with Angie my why, and, you know, my husband and I, we've been through a lot already in our short period of time as a married couple, and then our 6 years together. And, you know, a lot of it led me to kind of downward spiral and gaining a lot of weight, and to the point where I wouldn't leave the house, and diagnosed with anxiety and depression. And I figured, you know what, this is ridiculous. I can't just be, oh, here we go, let's just pop some pills and everything will be okay. I said I had to become, you know, more accountable to myself. So I figured, okay, you know what, I've seen so many of Angie's posts. And I said, okay, for God's sakes, enough's enough. She's breaking me down. So messaged Angie, and I was like, okay, I have to come to this thing at your house. And, you know, I recruited my husband and my friend Michelle from work, and we went, and instantly it was like, yes, this is going to be what I have to do to make the change. And instantly by day two, I mean, I had posted, you have got to be kidding me. Like, this has got to be in my head that I'm feeling this good. But it wasn't, and instantly just started to notice such a change, you know, not just in the way my clothes felt, but the way I felt and the way I started feeling about life in general. I said, I'm a very negative person. It's always been, I always look at take the pessimistic side of things and, you know, always want to find just that one thing negative. And I honestly, there have been times now where I'm thinking, oh my God, like, are these positive things coming out of my mouth? Like, is this actually me? And, you know, Angie and I had a really long conversation, I think last week, and I said, for me to not share this information with family and friends would just be selfish. And I said, if I can feel this good in such a short amount of time, then I have to, you know, I have to do something and encourage other people to do it. And honestly, I mean, it's only been, I'm on day 24 today of the cleanse, so only a few more to go. But I did register in the ISO Body Challenge because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, how many days is this? I owe it to myself finally to try something and to push my boundaries. And I said, you know what? There's absolutely nothing to lose but so much to gain at this point. So, yeah, I'm busy trying to recruit people. We're hosting an information night at my house, and I just am so excited now for really the future. And I can honestly say it's been a long time since I've felt that way. And, yeah, so it's everything's good. I can't wait for the next 30 days, and my mom's coming on board, and there's a isogenic package en route to my sister in Australia, so spreading the love.
Fantastic, Katrina. Thank you. You are such an amazing little light. And, you know, I never saw the negative side of you. And, you know, I never did. You're fantastic. You were always upbeat, and you're great with my children. And so I'm sure that you're doing a lot of suffering in silence because, you know, I never thought. Thank you so much. You're fantastic.
Thanks for asking me to speak.
You're very welcome. We have another firecracker who's on the call, and she has been lighting up our group, lighting up us. She's Coach Catherine. She's arranging people to get together in Okotoks. She's arranging gatherings. Someone drove in all the way from Drumheller to listen to some information about the products, and she's just been super, super supportive for every single body, and her personality is contagious. She's like, when you meet her, she's warm and friendly and very enthusiastic about sharing isogenics. So, Catherine, if you have a moment just to share a little bit, I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Angie. I honestly am right now very teary-eyed because that's just thank you so much. One of the greatest gifts with this journey is just meeting such beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women. Just women who just care about each other and women who want to see each other succeed and respect and understand the individual journey everyone's on. And that's really what's grabbed my heart with this isogenics journey. I'm really not sure where to begin, and I do not want to take up this conference call, but I entered it because my energy was completely at a negative 100, and my husband and I, we work with, for almost 20 years now, we work with students with special needs, and for a long time, we just said, you know, it's just a job, it's just draining, it's okay, it's normal, and we finally got to a point where we just accepted that for the rest of our lives, in our young 40s, we would feel like this forever. We said, this is how it's going to be, we just have to learn to accept it, and so for, I would say a really good 2 years, we accepted the fact that when we went out to functions and we went out to parties, that it was normal to feel drained and feel absolutely exhausted. We would shower, dress up, look the best we could, but we would look back at pictures and clearly remember, you know, feeling absolutely terrible and awful and just trying to do our best to enjoy a family birthday or a family anniversary or a friend's birthday and just dragging and dragging our bodies to make the most of life, and we truly believe that that was our lives. Like, this was normal, and there was no answer to, there was no solution. We do a tremendous amount of volunteering, and we thought it was attributed to volunteering. So in the fall, we cut back our volunteering by, I would say, 75%, and we thought that would make a difference in our energy, and it did 0% of making a difference. Our energy still was at a negative, negative, negative. We finally decided to try Isagenics for one reason, and this is all about honesty, because we were told we'd get our money back. And we said, we're going to try this, but it's not going to work. So we started it together, and our it's been night and day. We get up every morning, and we are just ready to go. And we have so much energy, not only for our students, who we just love so much, and we have such a compassion for, and we are just so dedicated to our students. We love them as if they were our own children. But our girls, we have two beautiful daughters who just, my relationship with my teenager has completely turned. And as you all know, if you have teenagers, it's hard to raise a 14-year-old. It is so hard. This morning on the way in, my daughter told me she loved me. And I have not heard that from her in such a long time. And she invited me to go to a movie with her. It's just been an amazing journey. Last weekend, my teenager invited my husband to go see Divergent with her. And it's just been an amazing journey. And the one thing that I quickly learned was that I can't hide this from friends and family and people close to me, because we are surrounded by people that just give, and put themselves second. And so we just started a natural journey where this has evolved to become our Isagenics family, and it's growing and growing and growing. And I just love these conference calls, and I love the Facebook postings, and I love the amazing friendships I've made. And I just can't wait for our next gathering at St. Luke's next week, next Thursday, which I will post, because I just want to meet people who believe in themselves and in each other. And that's my story.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And you were nervous to share.
I was.
That was so awesome. And you know, when it comes from the heart, you can't go wrong.
Thanks, Angie.
You speak so from the heart, and I totally love and respect that, and I get it, and I'm so grateful that you're on board. You're an amazing addition to this beautiful little family that's growing. I also have another wonderful woman on the line, Michelle. I'm going to read one of her quotes from our Facebook group, and she just had wrote, "Who knew getting healthy could be so much fun? I most certainly didn't until these last few weeks. Have made some amazing friendships and cannot wait to see what the next 30 days holds. Isagenic cheers." How awesome is that? I met Michelle when she came over with Katrina to my home, and instantly she was excited to start, and it's great that her and Katrina did it together so that they can inspire each other. She's going to CrossFit now. She's made some pretty big changes, I think, for the rest of her life. And it's only 30 days. Like, this is crazy. This is, like, phenomenal. So, Michelle, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit of information about, I'm assuming you're on the call, about your story. Yeah. I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Ange. So I've just been kind of hanging out on mute, and thinking I was so, like, eager to share, and then I'm just, like, sitting here, and I'm nervous, and I'm somewhat emotional, because I just think this has been so awesome, so bear with me, guys. I was thinking about what I was going to say today, and I don't want it to be super long-winded, so I'll keep it short and sweet, but what Catherine and Katrina have said, like, how can they not share this? And I'm kind of, I am very giving, and I always, I'm in social work, so I just kind of burn myself out. So right now I'm just totally focused on myself, and it's just been the most amazing 30 days, actually. Sorry, guys. I had no idea I was going to be so emotional about this, but so I am from Ontario. I moved to Calgary a year ago, and I had gained 40 pounds in 1 year, so I was just on a complete downward spiral. Let me just gather myself for 1 second. I was very active. Like, I have struggled with my weight for, I mean, in my high school, when I was 16 years old, I weighed 200 pounds, and I approached that in the past year again, and I was just thinking, oh my goodness, I feel where I was 10 years ago, which was scary because it was quite a dark place at that time. So I was getting, like, I was telling Katrina at work, you know, like, what's going on? This is crazy. I was so active before. I would look at old pictures and be like, who am I? I didn't know what I was doing. And so I heard about this. Like, I was to the point where I would literally come home, I would go to sleep, I would wake up, I would eat, and I'd go back to bed, sleeping insane amounts. Like, the weekend was awesome because I could literally just sleep my entire life away. It was really crazy, and totally out of control. And this was something that I never really thought about, actually, and it was really interesting to me that, like, when I say it, I'm like, wow, that's so crazy. But I just didn't even know what it felt to be hungry anymore, because I was literally always eating. Like, I was sleeping and eating. Like, I would be at work and eating, or you get occupied with work, obviously, but I just, this last, like, couple weeks, I'm like, wow, like, holy, I haven't felt hungry in so long, because I was just consuming garbage all the time. So you just, it was crazy. So I finally am listening to my body, and it's just so amazing. It's just awesome. Today, the last 3 weeks, I definitely have had my ups and downs. I struggled in the beginning with energy. You guys probably saw my post where I got the massive amount of e-shots, and they are my lifesaver. They are awesome. I haven't had coffee. I haven't had anything. I haven't cheated. I've just been following it, and when I didn't have my e-shots, I noticed it was a struggle. I only have one a day. Sometimes I don't have them at all, but they've been a lifesaver in terms of the weekend. Like, it's just been awesome. So the e-shots are awesome. I actually love them. I will probably always continue to take them. I never want to consume another Red Bull in my life. I never want anything kind of artificial for energy, because it's just, you just crash and you feel awful. And anyway, you guys probably have consumed your fair amounts of things, and so you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so today I walk around, and I'm filled with energy. I'm just actually so happy. Me and Katrina, we just have a great time every day, literally, like, every minute of the day. We're like just the most upbeat people, and I don't want to be sleeping all the time. I actually can't sleep anymore like I used to, which is, I never thought, I always just thought, well, you know, like, I always sleep, that's normal, like, that's just me. Like, no, it's totally not me. I can't sleep like that anymore, which is awesome, because I couldn't accomplish anything before. It was crazy. So, yeah, things are getting done, and I just feel so much more confident, and I haven't weighed myself, I haven't measured myself. That was something I didn't want to do until the end, because it is about weight loss, that's how I started, but now it's just so much more than that, and I never thought, like, I remember going to Angie's and listening to the stories, and I thought, and I was just so, like, I remember I went home, I was so excited, and then the next day, right, the day before, I was starting, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because I'm going to fail. Like, I had so much self-doubt that I almost didn't of stories, I don't think I would like really be here today. So I look forward to the time when I'm going to share with people like the product, because I totally will. It's just I had a long ways to go. So the future, honestly, it just looks so much brighter. And yeah, so I, that's pretty much it. But it's just been awesome, and I honestly can't thank everybody enough, because you guys like have really kept me going. And sorry, I've been on the brink of tears the entire time, but it's just been so powerful for me. It's just been awesome. Like, thank you so much. And I can't wait for the future. Like, instead of always being scared, I'm excited, and it's just, yeah, it's really awesome. So that's kind of my story, I guess.
Oh, Michelle, thank you. You've already started sharing. Just by sharing the courage tonight to open up and share is so amazing. Thank you. For taking that risk, for taking that first step. A lot of people think about it, and you know, a lot of people do what you do. You're not alone when you thought, oh, I'm not even going to start because I'm going to fail. A lot of people think that. And so the one thing that sets you apart is you didn't. You didn't fail, and you started, and look where you are now. So congratulations for sticking through it and digging deep to find out, you know, figuring out what your why was and why it was important for you to continue on. So I'm pretty proud of you. Thanks very much for sharing that.
Thank you.
You're awesome. I also, if we have a few minutes, I have 7:33, but Jennifer Marco, she's a gal in our challenge, and I asked her if she would be available tonight to share. She's got a very powerful story, and she unfortunately is working tonight. But if I could please just take a few minutes to read her message that she sent me, it's amazing. I actually, my husband and I sat and cried for about 10 minutes. It says, Angie, I wanted to send you a message. Your video, she had just watched my personal video. Your video hit me hard as soon as I saw special needs and trying to fix your daughter. I've always tried to fix my son, who is never broken. My son Elias was born with a rare genetic disorder called Angelman syndrome, as was only confirmed 2 years ago because of me pushing the doctors to keep testing. Elias will be 5. Next month, he took his first independent steps without his walker, and he was 3. He's getting stronger every day. I dealt with headaches, frustration, and hating the world with food and booze. I was mad at everything. Isogenics had made me see the world and my family in a whole new light. I will no longer be obsessed with trying to fix my perfect, happy, loving little boy. I take great pride in all 3 of my wonderful, healthy children. Thank you so much for making that video. I never want to stop feeling the way I do. And it goes on. We had a few chats back and forth, and I phoned her. You know, it's just, and I read that to my husband because we almost didn't share. I know you probably heard me say it before, but I almost didn't share for whatever reason, for fear, for insecurities. I almost didn't share. And look at, I'm so grateful I did. I'm so grateful that my husband's sitting there like a big old teddy bear crying. And I said, see, that's why we shared that video. That's why it's important that we do have the conversation every single day. And anytime anybody asks me, what do you do? I love to tell my story, and I can tell my story in about 30 seconds or less. And I just feel obligated to do it. And you guys are amazing, amazing. And this is why we decided to do this challenge, and it has literally blown our minds. So this Sunday at 2:00 at our house, we're going to have another information afternoon at 2:00. It's going to be a little bit of everything. We just wanted to combine it, and people that couldn't make other
other gatherings, give them an opportunity to come. If you missed the opportunity to learn how to get your products paid for, Christina is going to be here. If you want information about the challenge, the new challenge coming up that's starting, registration will start April 15th. If you want information about that, or if you have friends or family that want more information about it, Madoran's going to be talking about that and offering opportunities to get people registered for the next challenge. My husband and I are going to be talking about product information. He does follow the Paul Beyond Itch protocol for muscle development and muscle growth. I know there's lots of questions out there for the different types of protein. So it's just a little bit of everything. It can be existing challengers and new people and as many people. I just said, fill my house. Just everyone come and fill my house. I would love that. And also, we want to invite everyone that's on this challenge to stay in for the second challenge. You know, just keep on going. And, you know, you submit your final photos, and then that final photo can be your before photo for the next challenge, for the next 30 days. And you all have exceeded our expectations for support. You know, we were here as quote-unquote support people to help and encourage. But you guys are doing the best job about supporting each other, and we would love the opportunity for you guys to share and support the new challengers that are coming in, because it's fresh with you guys. You can relate to what they'll be going through, and we would really encourage as many of you to stay in for the second challenge. That would be fantastic. Now, before I end the call, I just want to, because I'm always very careful about respecting people's time, I'm at 7:37, and thanks again for everyone for sharing tonight. You truly touched all of our hearts and have made such an impact, not on your own lives, but on other people's lives already, and it's just 30 days. This is fantastic. So does anybody have any questions? Madoran, do you have anything you'd like to add?
For asking, Ange. I just, well, I better not.
No, you're good.
No, honest to goodness, in 10 seconds, just, wow, thank you for everybody who shared tonight. That was so heartwarming and just so moving. Honest to goodness, I'm trying to keep it together over here. I should have put it on mute. But thank you for feeling comfortable enough to share your stories. And hopefully anyone who's listening out there, if you're kind of second-guessing whether or not this is the right journey to be on, I hope that this will give you comfort, encouragement to take those great steps forward, because there really is no looking back, and there are so many people who want to link arms with you